Good evening and welcome to this service in the style of Taizé, France. This is a contemplative worship service, so we do a lot more listening to God and waiting for God's presence. We do that through songs that are repetitive to quiet our everyday busy minds. We do that through silence, through a guided meditation, and through listening to the words of Scripture. And in this case, today we have some words of wisdom from the Reverend Becca Stevens, who is a local Episcopal priest and the founder of the Thistle Farms ministry. If you are at home or wherever you are online, if you would like, during the first part of this service, you might procure a small amount of oil for the healing part. The oil could be olive oil or any kind of oil that you have in your kitchen. You can put it on a cotton ball or a Q-tip, or just use your finger lightly to touch the oil when you are ready to use it for anointing. I will give you more instructions on that later. The words that we sing are sometimes in Latin, sometimes even in Spanish, if you want to sing in Spanish, and English. And all of them have an English translation. So the important thing is that you sing in whatever language you're comfortable in, so that you can really internalize the meaning of the words. We will, if we are singing in Latin and you don't want to sing in Latin, you can sing in English. And it doesn't mar the beauty of this service. So we will begin with the first, Laudate omnes gentes.
Thank you. Jesus, our hope. Fragile and empty-handed we may be, but we long to understand that you always shed light on the way that leads to God.
A reading from Luke 13, verses 18 and 19. Jesus said, "Therefore, what is the kingdom of God like? And what shall I compare it? It is like a mustard seed. It is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in the garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds of the made their nests in the branches."
Initially, it seemed a bit ridiculous to me to think that by starting a small community, we could somehow change the world. But now it seems more ridiculous to me to think that somehow the world will change if we don't do something. Now I can see that one loving gesture is practically divine. We have to do small things and believe a big difference is coming. It's like the miraculous drops of water that seep through mountain limestone. They gather themselves into springs that flow into creeks, that merge into rivers that find their way to oceans. Our work is to envision the drops as oceans. We do our small parts and know a powerful ocean of love and compassion is downstream. Each small gesture can lead to liberation. The bravest thing we can do in this world is not cling to old ideas or fears of judgment, but step out and just do something for love's sake.
Thank you. preparation for our long silence. We're going to have a kind of visual, I call it a heart meditation. So as you are seated either on the floor at home or on the chair here in the pew, just find your feet, notice where they are. Notice where your sit bones are on the bench, or on the floor, or on the chair. And allow your curvy spine to extend up and support your head. Very lightly, nothing effortful. It's just the way you are designed. And begin to notice your breath. You don't have to make it anything. You just notice it. As it comes in, at its own pace. You might notice a little movement in your ribs, and that is happening. Maybe a little softness in your belly, and maybe a little movement in your chest, a little higher up. Breath is movement. The word for breath in many languages is the same as the word for spirit.
Simply
So he taught them, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." We've come now to a section of the service where we talk about allowing healing to happen in a particular way, healing can happen any time during the service or any time, anywhere. But we dedicate this portion to healing. Healing and curing are not the same thing. Curing has to do with alleviating symptoms. Healing has to do with dimensions of the self, the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. Healing happens in relationship to God and other people. Healing brings peace. Jesus asked us to be bold for what, to ask for what we wanted. And then he modeled in Gethsemane the perfect response, which is, "This is what I want, Lord, but I bow to your will." So we do this prayer with the idea that we are always asking for God's will. Those of you that are online, this is where you need to know. We're going to be singing while people in the congregation come up for prayer. We have a prayer station over here to my left. And while Brandon is praying, those of you online can say a prayer and ask for the kind of healing you want. It can be for yourself. It can be for the world. It can be for a situation. And we seal it with the oil. And you can put a little bit on your finger. And you can make a verbal for the Father, the cross, for the Son. And I just touched the number two of the week, the Holy Spirit. This is a time-honored tradition in the church of anointing with oil for healing. So we will be singing and we will be holding the space of prayer while you are receiving special. Thank you.
Thank you.
you go out to bless others through the power of the Holy Spirit, knowing that you are never alone. God is always within you, around you, and connecting you to others. Go in peace.
Oh.